Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, some events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the Square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and Kicks Country. Live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast this evening at 4:30. Please make a note of that. We're usually on at 6 o'clock, but due to basketball games that are going on right now, it's the season. The broadcast tonight will be played from 4:30 until 5:30. So please make a note of that because you'll want to tune in at 4:30. And that's, again, on 101.5 FM. You can tell family and friends in surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. And if you let them know, too, family and friends from the other states can even listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website. And that's at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Click on the link on their webpage to listen to the Clay County Corner. They have a lot of the shows archived, and usually the existing today's show will be about a week late getting up. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us your names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of November, well, actually, we're going all the way back to November the 20th through November the 26th. That's the week that we were out for Thanksgiving. So we've got birthdays right now for that, and then we're also going to give another cake for November the 27th through December the 3rd. But you'll be calling in for the week of November 6th through November the 12th, starting today. Oh, I'm sorry, December. December the 4th through December the 10th. I'm getting all mixed up. So anyway, you can start calling today for next week, starting tomorrow. We've got a good lineup today with the Clay County Health Department here. Are the doors still open? Yeah. I think they are. We've got, I guess, Betty, and they're still back there keeping the doors open. But we got a good lineup with the health department, and then at about 9:30 we'll be giving the birthday and anniversary announcements, and we'll also announce a winner around 9:55-ish. Sharing the Clay County Corner with me this morning will be Andy Langford, the director of the Clay County Health Department, Tim Tiernan, the registered nurse that's out there, Carol Sue Collins, who's the office coordinator and supervisor, Cassie Fry, who's joined new. She's the new nurse practitioner, and Sarah Ferris, who is the health educator out there. And before we get started, I'm going to actually just kind of turn it over to Andy Langford, but I do want to say a quick thank you to a couple of our listeners. One is Aunt Pauline Gass. That's actually Carol Sue's aunt, and she listens, I understand, every Thursday. And also Mr. Baz Smith. Thank you, too, for listening, for being tuned in every Thursday morning. Okay, I want to introduce Mr. Andy Langford. Welcome to the show this morning. Thank you for getting your butt here today.
Thank you, Susan. We're happy to be here today. We got an hour, it looks like, here, and we're hoping that when we're done here at 10 o'clock that everyone listening here has a good idea of what we do at the health department. I think that most people probably realize or have an idea of what services are provided at the Clay County Health Department and how it operates. But I'm hoping that by the time we're finished today that maybe one way or the other there will be something that you will have learned here about what we do or a service that we provide that could be useful to some of the citizens here or someone that's listening. And so Like we said, we have with us today our nursing supervisor, Tim Tiernan, Carol Sue Collins, our office supervisor, Cassie Fry, our nurse practitioner, and Sarah Ferris, our health educator. We're going to go through and let everybody talk a little bit about what they specifically do and get into some of the different services that they work closely with. I thought I'd give a general overview here real quick before we move into some of the more specifics. Our address at the health department is 115 Guffey Street here in Salina. We're right across from the local library. Our hours are 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Staffing-wise, we'll go over, you know, we mentioned some of our staff, and we'll go over the rest of them here and some of the services in the next little while. I wanted to talk a little bit about public health and how this works. Here in the Upper Cumberland region, we operate out of a 14-county region, and Clay County is one of those counties included. Every county across the state has a health department, and the health departments are staffed and funded with state monies as well as county monies. And I think it's really important that everyone realize that your county, Clay County, financially has a role here in what we do at the Clay County Health Department. We have a specific budget that, you know, Clay County citizens put money into for services here at the health department. The state puts in money, the county puts in money, we receive federal grant monies as well for different programs. But the building where we are on Guffey Street, the health department itself, is a county facility. The county helps us operate and keep things running. Mm-hmm. The state pays a lot of our salaries. We are state employees, salaries and monies for services, but the county also puts a portion of money in to fund us. Mm-hmm. So we have several bosses, I say. We work for...
Yes, you do.
Governor Haslam and the Commissioner John Drysner for the state of Tennessee, but we also work for the citizens here of Clay County. And myself, we're really happy with the relationship that we have with county government here. The Clay County commissioners have been very understanding and very supportive of us over all the years that I've been here.
Yeah.
Over 10 years of the time that I've been the director here, they've been very good to help us with monies to pay the light bills, keep things running, and if we need things done to the building, they've been very good to find the monies to help us do that. They realize that a good facility means good services and a good visit for the people of the county, then it makes everything go better. But we're really happy with the relationship we have. The county mayor's, County Mayor Dale Reagan has been very, very supportive and always there when we've needed him. County Finance Director Donna Hamilton has been great. We have a few grants that we over the years have run, and the county has helped us facilitate run those grants through the county. So they help us keep up with a lot of the paperwork that we need to provide the different things that we do out there as far as some of the grants that we will be talking about here in a few minutes. But the main, I think for me, I'm happy that we're able to have this collaboration between the state and the local government to make things work. With that being said, last year, and as far as total services provided, we provided at the health department 4,880 services to clientele that came through our doors. That's 4,880 encounters. We call them encounters, mm-hmm. where we had a face-to-face with someone and provided a different service. We're really proud of that, and I think that it looks like after looking at what we have, our total numbers last year with that, we saw 1,983 different patients. So we saw approximately 2,000 people came through for almost 5,000 services. Now, I know
Wow.
that Clay County has a population that is 7,000.
It's 7,000 to 8,000, I believe.
7,000 to 8,000.
Yeah,
so,
not much, though.
We saw approximately 2,000 of those people. We would like to, you know, the thing is, what I hope that people will learn from today is we're here to do a lot, you know, I'm hoping that people will realize we're here and we can do several things and maybe find some new clientele that could utilize what we do at the health department today.
Well, our ages are always changing. You know, we're mm-hmm. always getting new people into the county that maybe aren't aware, and then we have that you're treating are coming up, so those services that they desire, that they require, change. I wish we could spend the whole time talking about specifically all of the services, but that would probably take us every day for a week, wouldn't it? All of those that you have.
Quite a few, and I don't think we'll touch on all of them today, but a couple things I want to talk about, and then we'll move into maybe talking with some of the nursing, some of the nursing that we do. A couple things that we're excited about over the next couple years. A lot of people, you may hear, electronic aid, social media. We still have paper charts at the health department, but within the next 2 years, we will be moving into having electronic medical records, and we're really excited about that. That's going to be something that I believe during the transition period, while we're still using paper charts and electronic records, may make it a little bit harder on our staff and our patients. But when we look back on this, hopefully in about 2 to 3 years, we're going to say, wow, I believe we're going to be able to provide a more efficient, speedier service for our patients. And also, the WIC program is an excellent program that we deal with. It's called WIC, Women, Infant, Children. It's a food supplement program. And right now, it involves people, you get vouchers for this program, but within the next year and a half, we will also be looking to streamline that process, and people will be able to utilize a credit card and swipe it at the grocery store for their WIC services, just like they do a debit card, a credit card, or for like what you do with the SNAP program as well right now for food stamps. So these type of things are the things that we're looking forward to moving into the next generation of what we see our clients is. A lot of the younger people we see, this is all they know. I mean, cell phones.
What's a checkbook?
Exactly. And so we need to make sure that we're keeping up with what they're doing and making the services we provide something that they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think we probably, at this point, I want to turn over to Tim Tiernan and introduce Tim. Tim is our nursing supervisor, Clay County Health Department, and we'll let him go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the services when we come back.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hi, I'm Judith Light, and I'm here for my flu shot. Did you know there's an option for people 65 and older? People 65 and older need to ask about the vaccine made specifically for our age. Flu vaccination is especially important for people with chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor about vaccine options for people 65 and older.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey at the courthouse, live on 101.5 FM. And next up, from the Clay County Health Department, I have Mr. Tim Ternan. Tiernan.
You said pretty good. That's close enough.
You know, I got to say, I got to brag on a little bit. I've not had a baby for a long time, but I've been out a couple of times with my nephew, and Tim, is just the best. You know, I can't say any better. He just does so well with the little ones. And Braxton, he never knew what hit him, you know, and he never cried. He just, it was such a good experience. Thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you. We do love our kids. A lot of them call me Mr. Tim, so everybody knows me. Anyway, I've been there 15 years.
15.
We love what we do at the health department. I have a nursing aide, which is Miss Brenda Gilpatrick. I'm sure the local community sees her walking.
Right, every day.
We all try to stay as healthy as we can, and we also try to promote the prevention so we can, the whole county can stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We also do some things that you may not know about, like when disasters take place, like last year's ice storm that we had. We provide services and nursing services and support for Red Cross and other facilities throughout the state of Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and that's a big thing.
It's critical.
It is very critical. We help provide shelters, and we help work staff those clinics.
Right. I know you have some supplies even in the health department, and maybe a mobile unit or something
yes,
that goes out.
Yes, we have a mobile unit. We have jump kits, and we go out, and that's one of our roles as
mm-hmm.
the health department. We go out, and we help with disasters, not just ice storms, but tornadoes in the past, and
flooding.
Yeah, flooding. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
This is, I'm going to jump in here and tell Tim's being a little bit modest. He's, last year during the ice storm, Overton County, of course all counties in this area were hit, but, Tim Tiernan specifically went to the shelter in Wilson, at the Wilson School in Overton County, and stayed within a week's period almost every day, shifts, and also stayed overnight and during the day. He journeyed up there during this bad weather, during this time. So it's our public health nurses, they respond to whatever we need. We work 8 to 4:30, but if there's an emergency or something comes up with a foodborne outbreak, a meningitis scare, something like that, we're there. We've also gone down during after some hurricanes and sent strike teams down into different states. We've had people go up to Kentucky over the last few years to help out during a situation up there. Tim won't brag on himself, and I'm going to. He really stepped up. We're really happy with him, and also all of the rest of our nurses who volunteered at the shelters.
Well, those are the big things that, yeah, you never do here, and thank you very much, Tim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We also provide flu shots. Anybody that hasn't had their flu shot this year, please come to the health department. We're not taking appointments. Just come on in and get one.
Okay.
We also have some flu mist that we'll be providing probably at the upcoming home games. We're big supporters of the Clay County basketball team.
Absolutely. And, I have seen you at many games
doing flu
vaccinations.
Yeah, we started that back in 2009. And,
yeah.
A lot of the other nurses in other counties kind of laughed at us, but our county's a strong supporter of our basketball
mm-hmm.
teams, and we show up at the games. So
good deal.
I decided to start doing some flu shots at the games, and we've been pretty successful with
mm-hmm.
that. So we're going to continue to do so and provide that service at the games. We will bill insurance as necessary. We also provide other vaccinations for children, and we work closely. We have a good partnership with the school nurses
mm-hmm.
and with Rob Edwards, who's in charge of the coordinated school health.
Right.
We
mm-hmm.
work with him through our dental program through Overton County, and we also help supply the best health benefits for the children of our county as well. We work with the nurses as far as the vaccinations and Tennessee's laws that have to have vaccinated for school. We have other programs at the health department. I'm sure most people have heard of all the different programs
mm-hmm.
we provide. We do, like Andy has mentioned, we do have some federal grants that supply us with programs such as Tennessee Breast and Cervical Cancer Program. People who don't have insurance and have a diagnosis of cancer, we will help with that program and provide insurance during the treatment.
Well, Clay County is a hot spot.
Yes, ma'am.
For
ma'am.
Increased
our
breast cancer
high,
and
yes.
Yeah.
We also work with the Susan G. Komen facility in at the Women's Center in Cookeville. We also have a home visiting program, which I'm involved in, where I help bring information to first-time moms and moms who might have children with some educational needs. We also have our Children's Special Services Program, which helps with children with certain diagnoses that is run now by Christy Collins. Right, Bob?
Yes.
We also have, well, he touched on the WIC program. That's for infants and children and women that are pregnant. And that goes, children can be income eligible. They can come and get their WIC vouchers up until they're 5 years old.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes,
I wasn't sure how long that went.
Yes, ma'am. From birth to 5 years old. Mm-hmm. We're also strong advocates of breastfeeding. And moms
yes.
that breastfeed their infants can stay on WIC up until they're 12 months postpartum or after the child's up to a year old. If they don't breastfeed, we also supply vouchers for formula for the infants and food for mom up until they're 6 months postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the children until they're five. We also have, we help with presumptive eligibility for TennCare for women that come in that are pregnant, that don't have insurance. We also supply, I'm not running out of programs. We've got a lot of them. Family planning programs. We have TB program. We also have what I do at the health department for children who have TennCare is I do head-to-toe exams up until they're until they're 21. We call them EPSD and T, which stands for early periodic screening, diagnosis, and treatment. Big fancy acronym. What it means is we check them from head to toe.
Yeah.
We supply the shots they need. We do the labs they need to keep them as healthy as possible, and we educate. We're strong advocates on physical activity and good nutrition.
Absolutely.
As far as the flu vaccine, again, we went to the schools. We worked with Rob Edwards and his nurses in the schools, and we did. We vaccinated, last year we did 200.
Uh-huh.
This year we started a little late, but we ended up doing 110 total flu vaccinations. And we did 50 kids at Salina K, 25 kids at Hermitage Springs. And the rest were some of the staff.
Well, that's a wonderful program because a lot of these kids don't have the transportation after they get out of school to
right.
get back over here. And then, you know, they're penalized if they miss school, too.
Right. It's,
so.
It's a good program that provided that service that was started last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're one of the counties that does it in the region. I don't think all the counties in the region do it, but I think hopefully in the future all of them will.
Well, good for Clay. I love to hear that. The Ebola virus. Do you do that? Do you have that in,
the role of the health department is to be involved in emergency preparedness.
Okay.
So
yeah.
If anyone does come from another visiting from Africa, we definitely do have a screening process. They come to the health department and we follow up with that. So if there's, and the hospital is aware of that as well, they have been trained by our staff as well. Karen Lynn is our epidemiologist nurse at the regional office, and she's a local from here as
right.
well. She used to be my boss. And,
yeah.
And
we went to school together.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And, we are prepared to assist in that. We have the proper equipment. Not that we get a lot of Ebola here in Clay County.
Oh, let's hope not.
So we don't get any. But
exactly.
I think right now it's starting to be controlled in Africa.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a big issue. But, yes, if you hear it on the news, Clay County is prepared at the health department.
Good deal. That's reassuring.
Yes, ma'am.
Very reassuring. Well, you know, time flies. It's time for another quick break, and then we'll be back. If you have any more to contribute,
I think I'm good.
Or...
we'll probably turn it over to Ms. Carol soon.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We'll
Thank
take
you.
A quick break here. Thank you, Tim.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care.
Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181. For Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey on 101.5 FM Kicks Country. It's time now for the birthday announcements, and I've got 2 weeks' worth, so listen closely. I want to make sure that I get everybody, so you listen, make sure I get them too, from November the 20th through November the 26th. First of all, on November 20th, I have Brian Wilkinson, happy birthday from Kathy Kendall. Also on November the 20th, happy anniversary, 28 years to John and Deb Bartlett, and that's called in from Deb. And happy birthday to Dustin Cherry. He was 19 years old on November the 20th, and that's love from Nana and Papa. On November the 21st, happy birthday to Tammy Jo Price from Kathy Kendall. Happy birthday to Whitney Thompson from Grandma and Pa. And on November the 22nd, happy birthday to Jane Miller. Happy 65th birthday to Jane Miller from her friends. And also on November 22nd, happy birthday to Austin Ace Westbrook from Dad and Mom. On November 23rd, happy 55th birthday. John, you are a little bit younger than I am. John Bartlett, and that's called in from Deb on November 23rd. Also on November the 23rd, happy birthday to Kaylin Spears from Cherry Denton and from her family. And happy birthday on the 23rd to Anna Savage from Cherry Denton. On November the 24th, happy birthday Gary Brown from Diane Brown. They play the music up here on the Courthouse Square. Happy birthday, Gary. And happy birthday on November the 24th also to Chris Boone. Love, Mom and Dad. Happy birthday November the 24th to Sherman Garrett. That's from Wyatt, Suzanne, Johnny, and Amber. On November 25th, happy 45th anniversary to the Kirbys. That's called in from Brenda. And happy birthday to Patricia Crabtree from Alicia Daly. Happy birthday to Lucas Boone from Mammy and Papa. And happy birthday, 17th birthday, to Miss Cora Key on November the 25th. That's from Daddy, Mama, Bubba, Josh, and Nana Dean. And on November the 26th, happy 3rd birthday to little Annabelle K. Taylor. Love, Tish, David, and family. Also, happy birthday, 19 years, to Chelsea Copas, and that's from to our wonderful daughter, love, Mama and Daddy. And also on November the 26th, happy anniversary of 41 years to Bart and Carolyn Cunningham. And that is November the 20th through November the 26th. Now, in a little bit, we'll draw a name for a birthday cake from that group. And now we're going to announce November the 27th through December the 3rd. Happy birthday to Tiffany Grace Strong on November the 27th from Tamika. And happy birthday to Barbara Ann Hale Likens from A Friend on November the 28th. Happy birthday to Timmy Dilworth on November the 29th from Jessica. And happy birthday to Joy Ashley on November the 29th from Jerry, Lori, Kylie, and Katie. And I failed to put her years down, but I'm thinking it was 86. Happy 86th, Joy. And also on November the 29th, happy birthday to Ruth and Tony Copas from family. And on November the 23rd, happy birthday to Tracy Ford from her friends. Happy birthday on November the 30th to Samantha Franklin McLaren from friends and mom. And on November the 30th also, happy 86th birthday to Eamon Kendall from Sandra Gentry and family. On December the 1st, happy birthday to Vonda Weir from her family. Happy birthday to David Moore, one of our guitar singers, and that's called in from family and friends on December the 1st. And also on the 1st, happy birthday to Reagan Dunham from your great Aunt Judy Garrison. On December the 2nd, happy birthday, Kenzie Adams, from all your friends. And happy birthday also to Kyler Lynch from Granny and Pa. And on December the 3rd, happy birthday to Haley Howard from Tamika. And also on December the 3rd, happy birthday, 1 year old, to Abram Walker from Caitlin Scott and from his family. And happy birthday to Dorian McAlpin. Dorian was 11 years old. Love you, Bubba, Pa, and Nina. And happy 25th birthday to Amelia Kirk from Mama. And Amelia is over in, where is she? Australia? She's overseas anyway. She's on a school excursion. So happy birthday, Amelia. And happy birthday on December the 3rd to Zoe Birdwell from Taylor Brown. And that's it. That's got all of our birthdays called out. So in about 15 or 20 minutes, we'll pull some names out for each one of those two different weeks and announce those a little bit later. And right now, I got Ms. Carol Sue sitting here. Carol Sue is the Public Health Office Coordinator and Office Supervisor, and she's going to tell us a little more about the operations.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for having us today.
You're welcome,
and
thank you for coming. Love it.
I just want to talk a little bit. Of course, I've been at the health department a long time, almost 39 years.
I wanted you to say how long.
Long time.
It was a long time.
I've enjoyed every minute working there.
I didn't think you were that old.
I've been there a long time. Myself and Betty Watson, I have a wonderful coworker, Betty Watson. Mm-hmm. She's our public health office assistant. She helps me out front as clerical staff. We're responsible for just the day-to-day managing of the front office.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the first ones probably you'll see.
Right.
When you come in the door, hopefully we'll be there to greet you. We're responsible for patient registration, for scheduling appointments, medical records, and we are looking forward to those electronic records someday.
Mm-hmm. That'll be wonderful.
As Mr. Andy was telling about, right now we do have lots of paperwork and paper records to do. But that's one of the biggest responsibilities for me and Betty is just to manage the office responsibilities. I'd like to talk about a few things just specific to the clerical staff that me and Betty do at work. A lot of people wonder about the charges for our services, and I want to kind of hit on how that works. A lot of people probably wonder, do we charge? How much do we charge?
Mm-hmm.
Can we bill insurance? We get those questions every day. A lot of our services do have charges.
Mm-hmm.
Some things traditional public health does not, you know, like WIC and things, but some things do. We do bill 10 care. We can bill 10 care, traditional Medicare. And now something kind of new with us is we're able to bill a lot of the private insurances that
really?
In the past we weren't able to.
Well, that's more work for
we
y'all.
We never were in the network, so that kind of proposed a problem for people that would want to see us and use their insurance. We can take Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is one of the bigger ones, and some of the others now. The state of Tennessee is working really hard to become a network with a lot of these private insurance companies. I think a lot of it is with the new affordable health care that's in place now, the insurance that citizens are able to get. I think they want us to be able to take a lot of those private insurances so that we can still see those patients once they become insured. So that's a good thing for us
Absolutely.
And for the patients. And we've still got a lot of uninsured, unfortunately, patients that out in the community that come in to see us. The good thing, we have a sliding fee scale, and that is based on family size and family income. So when people come in, if they're willing to, they can self-declare. It's verbal declaration. They can tell us the number of the family, and we put that in the computer, and it calculates. Everyone that comes in, say for primary care services, to see a nurse practitioner or doctor, they have at least a $5 minimum fee. But that includes everything they get that day. So, and
That's not bad.
$5 is a pretty good deal.
Absolutely.
And people can get a lot of services. Of course, that is based on income. Some people would pay more based on their on the sliding scale. But that is a good thing that's available. Another area that me and Betty spend a lot of time on is the issuance of birth and death certificates. It's a great service we do. Certified birth certificates are $15. And we can issue those on anybody most of the time that are born in the state of Tennessee in the years 1949 and up. Now, if someone's older than 19, born before 1949, they usually have to go through the main vital record office in Nashville, and we can assist people with that. It is a great service for our citizens. It's very convenient. A lot of people are in a hurry for a birth certificate. They needed one like
right.
yesterday.
They
don't want
minute.
To mail off an application and wait a week mm-hmm. and wait for one to come back. So I'd like everybody to know that that is something. They need a birth certificate for school, work, Social Security, whatever, sports. At one time, for years, the birth certificates were only $8, and they just went up back in July to $15. One for many years, because a lot of states will cost more. Same people need, if we don't know you, we need proof of ID, so people can use their driver's license for that. For those born in other states, and need to send, we do have the address and phone number. So if you're born, say, in Florida, for example,
you can still get one.
We can assist you. We can't really issue one, but we can give you the information. You have to go through the state that you were born in. I want to talk a few minutes about death certificates.
Okay. We'll take a quick break
okay.
and then come right back with
That'll
death
be fine.
Certificates. All right.
Thank you.
Time for a break.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're sitting here with the Clay County Health Department staff, some of them, most of them, and I'm going to turn it back over to Carol Sue. She's going to be going into getting death certificates now.
Thank you, Susan. I just want to hit briefly on another, something kind of goes on with birth certificates, is death certificates. We do assist the local funeral homes with the processing of death certificates on those who die in Clay County. The cost is also $15 for a certified copy. You do have to get the certified copy from the county of death. So a lot of people don't understand that you may die in Putnam County but live in Clay County, but you have to go through the county of death. Families of veterans do receive 3 free certified copies, so that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Funeral homes normally assist families during this time with getting the death certificates, but we do play a pretty big part in that. We also issue cremation permits when requested. That's something that a lot of families are choosing now, and funeral homes do have to get a cremation permit. One other program that we do as far as vital records is the Tennessee Paternity Acknowledgement Program. We don't do a lot of that, but we're happy to assist and have the information if anybody ever wants to call and ask us about that program. And kind of to finish up, I want to mention just a few other employees and programs that we have that the public might need to know about. We have a lady employee named Melissa Williams. She works with the General Environmental Health Program. She is responsible for the restaurant inspections, hotel, motel inspections, schools, daycare, swimming pools, tattoo parlors, and rabies investigations. She does cover Clay County, and she does that for us. On the same line as that, we have an environmentalist named Scott Mitchell. He works in Clay County with us so many days a week when needed. He's responsible for the septic tank permits and other groundwater protection programs. Mm-hmm. We have applications and information available at the health department for anybody that might need that service.
So if you need a sewer permit, that's where you go.
That's right. Okay. And we've got the information. Don't want to leave out a real important worker. Her name is Elena Lefeu. She is our trained health insurance marketplace outreach and enrollment worker. Right now, of course, the open enrollment is going on with the affordable health care. People have lots of questions about applying, if they're eligible, the cost. She is usually available out here at the health department one day a week to assist people. So if anybody wants more information, they can call us about setting up an appointment with Elena. And last but not least, we have a lady named Carolyn Hargis. She comes about one day a week. We have a lot of employees just one day a week to come to do their programs. She works with the, as Tim talked earlier, the EPSDNT program, which is the exams that Tim Care pays for. Birth to actually 21 years old.
Right.
So she does a lot of outreach on that. So we have a lot of people we don't want to leave out that.
Right.
That maybe just comes one day a week, but their services are very important.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really, on my standpoint, what I would have to cover today. From the clerical standpoint, and now I would like to turn it over to Ms. Cassie Fry, who is our new nurse practitioner at the health department.
Welcome, Ms. Cassie.
And let her talk.
Thank you so much for being here, too.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I just kind of wanted to say just how much welcoming this community has been at the health department and just other people that have come in. It's been great. I started here back in June and graduated from MTSU for my undergraduate, for my RN degree, and then went on to Belmont, and in between was working on a medical surgical floor in the hospital, and just really happy to transition here to the health department. As some have already kind of said, I kind of do the primary care side, and we do a lot of different programs, including the family planning and management of different chronic conditions, hypertension, diabetes, things like that. And we do have a pharmacy that has a lot of different kind of medications that we can offer at no cost to the patient during their visit.
Okay. And a lot of people don't aware of that.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't aware, you know, and we do have that for those who are uninsured to help cover that. And some things that I've kind of been seeing kind of coming through are a lot of bronchitis and sinus infections and things like that.
It's kind of that weather. It's the season.
It is. just kind of
a lot of viruses, I understand, are going around, too. I think I saw something recently. Somebody had a stomach and
a respiratory virus at the same time, and they're saying the respiratory virus is very, very hard to treat.
Yeah.
That it's purely symptomatic,
it
you know,
really
you're treating the symptoms, and,
yes.
and it's been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So people are able to come out for, really, for just about anything. You can come out, call the health department better. It's a better idea to call first and try to get an appointment, make sure that you're there that day. Or mm-hmm. are you there 5 days a week?
I'm usually there about 4 days
Four.
A week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of depends on my schedule. But I'm pretty much there full time. Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah, we're really happy to have Cassie with us. She's done a great job, and we're excited today that we're able to let her come talk a little bit and introduce herself to the community. I had a newspaper article here about her.
I saw that.
That ran recently. We want mm-hmm. people to get to know her. I mean, with any kind of business or, when people get to meet the doctors or the practitioners and it builds up a clientele, you know, we're wanting Cassie to build up a good clientele here. And
mm-hmm.
if you call that day, we usually will probably try to get you in for a primary care appointment that day or the next day. We're really good about triaging and trying to work things in. You will usually get to speak to one of the nurses or talk to Tim, or and we'll make sure we do whatever to keep Cassie to take care of, to get you in a timely manner. And our appointments are set up usually on either a 20 or a 30 minute basis, and we'll try to see you for everything that's there at that time. But if we need to bring you back for something, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't turn anyone down for any type of services at all.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person needs to be seen, we either work with them and go ahead and see them, or then we'll work to refer them on to the best possible medical situations they have based on if they have insurance or they don't. But education is really a big key factor on what we're trying to do.
Absolutely.
As far as making sure people get to the right place.
And you're a perfect referral center too. You know, I'm sure that you discover many conditions, lumps, things that are not supposed to be there,
mm-hmm.
and you've got all the resources that are necessary to make the important referrals. And working with Carol Sue and the rest of the office staff, you're aware of the insurances that are available and where these clients can go to. And like you said, the other people that are coming in one day a week, then you can schedule them if need be to come back the following week if they've missed that day or something, once you've seen the patient. So the health department out here is just, you know, it's a one-stop shop actually for health care. You can and out from birth, you know, to geriatric, you can come out and get all of your needs met, and if it's something that steps beyond the capabilities there, then they've got any referral service at their fingertips. It's wonderful to have you here, Cassie. We've been without a dedicated nurse practitioner for a little while, and people local love to go local. And I'm sure it's going to be refreshing to all of you that are out there listening right now to know that she's here, and she's a very nice and sweet-looking young lady. So come out and meet her and establish contact and get an appointment, because I'm sure some of you have been, you know, kind of putting some things off. We all do that, but don't do it anymore. We've got all the services that are necessary out here.
I'm going to move right into that since you said don't put things off. It's been the weather's been warm. People don't think a lot about the flu until it really actually hits them. What we're seeing right now is a lot of sinus, a lot of people sick with sinus infections, et cetera. But, you know, it's always a good time to get a flu shot. Now that
yeah.
the weather's turned a little bit cold, especially, people may start thinking about that now. We do have on site plenty of flu vaccine. And we get you, if you call or even come by, we don't take appointments for that. We just work you in. We get you taken care of. So we want to stress that we're here. We do have also some flu mist on site, which is the mist that can be given through the nose
mm-hmm.
as well. There was a shortage on that this year through the manufacturer. There's a limited supply of that, but we do have some of the flu mist if people are averse and don't really like taking the flu shot or the needle. But the way Tim gives a shot, you don't even know you're getting it. He's so good at getting it, at giving these. But we want to stress that, you know, please don't hesitate. A lot of people are like, oh, I want to do that, but then they're like, something else comes
next
up.
Next week, next month.
You get in and out, we'll have you out in a timely manner, and we'll usually either bill your insurance or there's no cost or very low cost for that service.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I think you just need to probably get a cape or something and throw it around Tim's neck. He is so fast, literally. We've come in before to get flu shots, and it's like, we're already done? You know, we're in, we've got them, we're out, just in no time flat. So don't think that you have to go in and see it, because a lot of doctor's offices, that's what happens. And it's nearly that way here. So you can get in and get out very quickly. I've got Sarah Ferris sitting here. I hope that she can hit a couple of things. And then I've got Thomas Watson that needs to come in and talk just a little bit about some things that are coming up in the courthouse. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. Again, I'm Sarah Ferris. I'm tickled to be here, and I'm looking forward to working with Clay County. As she said, I'm the public health educator, which that means my job is to provide community education and activities. And a lot of that surrounds a primary prevention initiative that started in 2012. And the goal of that initiative is for our health department employees to get out into the community and eliminate risk factors for health problems before they ever start. We focus on tobacco use prevention, obesity prevention, teen pregnancy, infant mortality, substance abuse and use, and immunizations. So with that said, our staff has been out into the community doing lots of things with small children to the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And the last year, they've been going to the Head Start and doing the Oregon Wise Guys program, which this program is a curriculum that empowers little children in the Head Start age to be healthy from the inside out, you know, with physical education and food education. We've also, thank goodness that Tim and our nurse practitioner went out to the schools this week, and we did the vaccines at the K-8. So we got the children got shots, and faculty even got the vaccines.
Good deal.
Along with that, in the past years, we've worked with UT Extension and your coordinated school health, and we did a Power Panther program, and that was for your second grade students here in Clay County, which that focused on healthy eating for those students and physical activity, which I think we all fear they don't get that anymore,
mm-hmm.
A lot of it.
True.
We've also partnered with UT Extension to do the Walk Across Tennessee program, diabetes self-management classes, and chronic conditions self-management classes,
mm-hmm.
which is something we plan to bring back in 2016.
Good.
On it. A current big focus for the upcoming year for the health department and myself is tobacco prevention. There's a Tennessee tobacco settlement program, and this is funding from tobacco companies that acknowledge the damage done to people and their prosperity from the tobacco use. ASLM and the General Assembly were agreed to $5 million per year for 3 years, and it's allocated to the Tennessee Department of Health, and that money is to prevent long-term harm and cost.
Very good.
So there's three topics that we focus under that settlement,
mm-hmm.
and those focuses are on pregnancy smoking, secondhand smoke exposure for little children, and helping school children not to begin using tobacco.
Very, very good.
With that, we had the Baby and Me program,
right,
at the health department, which is a great program, and I encourage any pregnant mother who's been smoking to utilize this program,
mm-hmm.
because, before this started, there wasn't really any resources for pregnant mothers in Clay
True.
County,
mm-hmm.
And it allows us to be a trusted resource for them to begin a tobacco cessation session, and with that said, they will get, if they stop smoking and remain smoke-free, for their health and that baby's health, they'll get diaper vouchers. So we assist in getting them diapers.
Wonderful.
So we encourage anyone to come out to the health department to
That's
do that.
That's a good incentive.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be
mm-hmm.
doing that this year again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we'll be focusing on the children. Like I said, we'll be doing helping school children not to begin using tobacco. And thankfully, we have a great anti-drug coalition here in Clay County.
We do.
And we are going to partner with them in getting about 6 students that are tobacco-free to take an initiative of pretty much are doing a Tennessee Teens Talk Tobacco T4 program, which is where they will go out and learn a curriculum to teach younger students in the transition grades of 5th, 6th, and 7th the harms of tobacco. Mm-hmm. And they'll be doing this in classroom settings, assembly settings. And we feel at the health department that that's a really good thing, that these children are going to be more receptive to adolescents that they know
right.
and they've seen rather than an adult harping at them.
Right.
So we have a lot of things going on this year, and we're really
awesome.
Looking forward to seeing some success from our program.
Very good. And I think we're going to need y'all back at some point, too, to talk some more about these things. I've got Thomas that's going to come up and talk a little bit about the mistletoe market. And I want to tell, while he's stepping up here, the winner of November the 20th through the 26th birthday cake is Mr. Sherman Garrett. And the winner of the November 27th through December 3rd birthday cake is Miss Tiffany Grace Strong. So welcome to those, or congratulations to those guys, and you can pick up your certificates at the chamber in just a few minutes. Thomas, tell us about the mistletoe market.
Well, it's coming up this Saturday, beginning about 9 o'clock in the morning here in the courthouse. And from the response that we've had from vendors, we will be using the downstairs rooms and apparently quite a bit of the upstairs, the old courtroom upstairs.
Cool.
So we've got,
that's a good
I had
problem.
Calls from vendors basically all over Middle Tennessee and in South Central Kentucky that are coming down.
Good deal.
We've got our local stalwarts that are here every year, and that's
mm-hmm.
Barbara's Baskets and
mm-hmm.
Betsy Fox, and then also Amy Briggs, who's been
mm-hmm.
with us basically every year. And I know I've had contacts from a jewelry designer. We have a wood carver that's coming to set up,
right.
and he's bringing a knife maker with him. I've had
cool.
calls, I know, from a lady down in Smith County. So apparently all over the area here, it's getting a little bit bigger.
They're
every
hearing
this
about
is
us.
Our third year. As far as any admission, for you, we'll let you come in and spend your money.
There
we
you
won't
go.
We won't charge you for spending it. And I think also this year we're going to have a little door prize every so often where the vendors will contribute a door prize, and we'll,
that'll be
when
fun.
Everyone comes in, we'll give them a ticket, and we'll draw out a name every little bit and give the folks some door prizes.
Well, that'll
so
be fun.
Looks like it's going to be a great weekend here, and of course, this is just the beginning of our weekend. The next weekend,
mm-hmm.
we've got a variety show, which we've kind of changed up a little bit from last year. The emphasis is on the mistletoe craft market. And like I said, we have got people, crafters from everywhere coming in this weekend.
Good deal, good deal. I look forward to it. I always look forward to it. And the weather's going to be a little cool, but better, not
but
freezing.
Mostly it's going to be sunshiny.
Right,
so,
right. That'll
I think
make
the woodcrafter's actually going to set up on the outside.
Yeah,
I believe what
yeah,
he wants
yeah.
to do.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Also, the courthouse. The Christmas at the courthouse is next Saturday,
yes,
a week
next
from
Saturday.
This.
One performance only this
one
year.
One performance
of the,
only
of the show,
and it starts at
7 o'clock.
Seven, and tickets are
at $5, and tickets will be at the banks.
The banks,
and
it'll okay.
be limited to. I think we've decided we can get about 150 people in the old courtroom up there,
right?
Using the downstairs and up in the balcony, and
we're gonna be good buddies.
I know we have a lot of different people participating this year. I'd also like to mention the folks that Wendell Cherry's coming out of retirement to
mm-hmm.
to do a little bit of picking.
Play a little
background
bit.
Work.
Good
We've
deal.
Got, of course, our bluegrass folks coming in. Miss Kim Grace is fifth grade class from out the grade school. Have
mm-hmm.
got a little skit they're doing. So we're covering just about anything to do with Christmas this year. We're going to be doing it during that show.
And all ages.
All ages. All ages, absolutely.
Well, it's about time to close, to wrap it up, and I just wanted to let people know, for those that have been asking, we've sent out about 30 care packages so far to the deployed military, and we've got about 20 more to go. In closing, I want to thank all the health department staff, Andy, Tim, Carol Sue, Cassie, Sarah, and then Thomas for coming on, bringing up the rear end. Thank you, listeners, for a good show. Remember, this evening it's rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m., not at 6. It'll be rebroadcast this evening at 4:30 p.m. Please keep our military in your daily prayers, especially those deployed. And continue to pray for our Clay County youth who are still recovering from those serious injuries following an MVA in September. And I'm signing off now from the Clay
and
County
And if
Corner.
You're looking for that unique Christmas gift, this is going to be the place to get it this weekend.
Mistletoe Market.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.